Well, I guess as far as state doing too much of, I mean, we over-license, we over-regulate, we overburden both individuals and businesses. And I'll give you an example of the last I recall, there was over 720 professional licenses in Illinois. And some of them you expect, okay, doctor, yeah, lawyer, nurses, dentists, sure. You know, places where incompetence and the cost of errors is high, potentially fatal and irreparable, you know. We also license people who braid hair. We license interior decorators. We license professions and put all of those burdens on them, even though the state has no business doing it. And that simply just adds costs. You know, the state certainly taxes too much, I'd argue, than that, but that's driven by our state spending too much to begin with. You know, we overregulate. Many of the business owners, as I've traveled this district, say, you know, I get one regulation that says I must do X from this agency. This other agency says I must do Y, and I can't do both. But they're both telling me that I need to do this or I'm going to get fined or shut down. So, you know, we have so many regulatory agencies regulating a piece of this and a piece of that, where businesses don't know what they need to do in order to comply with the law. Well, I mean, there is a place for regulation, but regulation must be clear, efficient, and businesses should be able to comply with the law without having another agency saying, no, no, you need to do this instead. And then you asked about local government. For the most part, you know, I tend to be more or less hands-free of local government unless there's a state issue involved. You know, usually, and I shouldn't say usually, but often when state government gets involved in local government affairs, it causes problems that the state doesn't pay for. We talk a lot about the state pensions, but you have like local cops, local firefighter pensions. The state has a history of improving benefit increases for those pension systems that are entirely funded at the local level. And those local governments are left holding the bag for something they had no say of. You know, they should control their own payroll, make their own decisions, fund them appropriately. Whatever benefits they confer to their employees, they need to fund it appropriately. But short of that, the state should be out of those payroll decisions.